So you like mysteries, huh? Well, then you gotta go where the stuff that dreams are made of is kept, and that's audible.com. Go to audibletrial.com/IBRT for a free audiobook, from classic mysteries like Dashiell Hammett's The Maltese Falcon to thrillers of a contemporary cut like The Girl on the Train by best-selling author Paula Hawkins. Whether you like dead heiresses in the solarium or hot Tommy guns in the alley, audible.com is your source for mystery. That's audibletrial.com/IBRT, because only a cheap gunsel would pass up a free audiobook, right? audibletrial.com/IBRT.
Following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Scoop Sisters Mysteries
on Icebox Radio.
Tonight, the Icebox Radio Theater presents a very special event.
Matt, what is it?
I think I found something.
Matthew, would you just get out of there and come?
Hail of mystery and suspense set against the backdrop of autumn in the borderland.
And do you notice what else, Sean?
What?
It's headed right for us!
Run!
Over the next 4 weeks, the artists of the IBRT will bring you an original radio drama miniseries entitled Snowbank. Part one will begin right after this.
Want to hear a story?
Stories on MP3.
For new radio drama, audiobooks, and spoken word content of all kinds, there is only one destination, StoriesOnMP3.com. To download free samples now, go to www.StoriesOnMP3.com.
The official home of the Icebox Radio Theater on the web.
Hi, this is Jeffrey Adams of the Icebox Radio Theater. The IBRT was conceived as a theater of the air for the borderland, but we need your help to make our dream of community radio drama a reality. We need to hear from our listeners. We need to know what kinds of plays you'd like, how we could make it easier to listen, or if you'd like to become involved as a performer, a sponsor, or by working behind the scenes. Just drop us a line at Icebox Radio, 908 3rd Street, International Falls 56649, or visit us online at www.icebox.storiesonmp3.com. We'll repeat those numbers again at the end of the broadcast. But for now, on with the show.
Matt, knock it off. That's like 90% ice.
First snowball of the year, Claire.
Ugh, quit it, or I'm going to come over there and kick your...
Hey, language.
It is October. Summer's warmth and idleness have given way to changing leaves in the new school year, followed closer than most would hope by the season's first snowfall.
Nice wheels, Matt.
Oh, man. Soak through my pants.
But snow, in the marvelous way it has, is still a novelty on this day. And even those that should have outgrown snowballs long ago revel in this early blanket of white.
Would you just quit playing in that slush already? We've got to get inside.
Leave him alone. He's suffered enough.
What they don't know is what this first blanket of white is covering up. The Icebox Radio Theater presents Snowbank, Part 1.
Matthew!
Silence, please. This takes the utmost concentration.
Do you need a drum roll or just a net?
Butterfly net's more like it.
Do you think climbing on half-melted snowbanks is easy?
Yes!
It's a real challenge. I'm almost... Whoa!
That was classic.
Are you okay, Matt? I hope he catches pneumonia. I hope he gets sick for a week, and I hope he has no luck at all finding another girlfriend.
Okay, Matt. I think you really made her mad this time.
Matt? He doesn't know the meaning of mad. Matt, what's wrong?
I think I found something.
Matthew, would you just get out of there and come?
Is that a hand?
Sean, don't touch it!
Ugh, is it real? I've never seen one that color before.
How long do you think he's been in the snow?
I'm gonna be sick.
Thank you.
Chief.
Hello, Jim. Your son's right here. Not sure where his sister's got to.
Sean, are you okay?
I'm fine, Dad. Nothing happened.
That's not what I heard. What happened?
Matt Anderson, Pete and Vera's boy, he found a body in the snow back behind the school.
Do we have an ID?
Well, Jim, I'm not sure I should tell you.
I'm working for the prosecutor's office now, Chief. You can tell me anything.
Oh, that's right. No ID on him, but he looks to be a Hispanic male. Maybe in his 50s.
At least it wasn't a student.
Not a teacher, either. None of my men, nor the four kids that found him, have ever seen him before.
Well, I guess we can take that as a positive thing. What were you four doing out here, anyway?
Playing in the snow.
Instead of being in class?
Between classes, Dad. We were gonna make it back in time.
You'd think you kids had never seen snowfall before. Can I see the body, Chief?
Sure. He looks to me like that daughter of yours is already over there.
Oh, there she is.
I think you should take those twins of yours home. They could all use a break now.
Good idea. Bobby. Bobby.
Huh? Yes, Dad?
We have to go now.
Where? What's wrong?
Home. You've had a big shock today, honey.
A shock? You're kidding, right?
Sean, maybe you should go wait in the car.
Oh, Dad, you're never going to get away from this crime scene. She watches every episode of CSI, and she's been reading those morbid books
for years.
They're
not morbid!
And she's already looking into going to police academy instead of college.
Sean.
Well, you are.
I am not. I'm looking for colleges that have a good forensic pathology department and police sciences.
Police sciences. Codename for police academy.
Dad.
Sean, I could have sworn I mentioned something about you waiting in the car.
Fine, but you'll never get her out of here.
Thank you. Now, Dad, did you see the contusions behind his ears? I think he must have been...
Hold on there, Nancy Drew.
Please, at least call me Kinsey Mahone.
Well, whoever you are, you're going home now.
Dad, I'm fine. I'm loath to admit this, but Sean was right. I've always wanted to be at a crime scene.
I know that. And you know that, but your mother still thinks of you as the little girl who is afraid of bugs crawling on the window screen. She's called me twice.
But, Dad...
I know. Look, since I'm at the prosecutor's office now, I'll probably be privy to all the inside dope on this case. I'll share all I can if you come home with me right now.
Autopsy photos?
No promises, but... Well, I'll try.
All right. But I won't forget this.
No, I don't expect you will.
Hey, got a second?
I'm not speaking to you, Sean.
What? Ugh. You're not still mad about yesterday.
What do you want?
Your John Doe made the front page of the paper.
No surprises there. Let me see.
Yeah, picture on the front page. Article inside. It says the man's identity is a mystery. And here's the really weird thing. He wasn't wearing shoes.
He wasn't? I didn't notice that.
No, it says he was a Hispanic male in blue jeans and a polo shirt. Shoeless.
No shoes.
What's a polo shirt?
They haven't ID'd him yet? I thought they would have by now.
No, do you think he fell from a plane?
What makes you say that?
Well, you said the injuries were consistent with a fall from a tremendous height. Other than the water tower and the mill, both of which are a mile away, I don't think we have any tremendous heights in town. But
the flight path!
Right. It heads right over where they found him. The flight down to the cities flies over the school all the time.
Okay. What about the shoes?
Okay, what's the first thing that you do when we go on a plane to visit Grandma?
Take off my shoes! Oh, you're right!
It all makes sense. You know, maybe we should contact this reporter.
We should tell Dad.
Why?
He's the prosecutor.
But there's no one to prosecute yet. Besides, I bet when they do figure out what happened here, we'll never get to work on it all, because it didn't happen here.
And you care why?
Mysteries bug me, that's all. I think you'd know that by now.
I know. I just wanted to hear you say it. What do you have now?
English lit in about 10 minutes.
I got a few minutes, too. Come on.
Where are we going?
The snowbank, of course. If we're going to investigate this thing, we have to start at the beginning.
Don't cross the yellow tape.
Please, I was gonna tell you that.
you can still kind of see the indent.
You know what else? He was resting on the snow, not the pavement. The layer under where they removed him is still there.
So,
if we can figure out when that hard pack layer came in, we can estimate when he was left here. Let's see, first snow was
Thursday at around 3 a.m.
What?
Thursday, we had 6 inches overnight, but a heavy cloud layer warmed us up. It was the next day, and it had melted almost to slush before clearing to lower
temperatures. You memorize weather information.
I don't memorize it. I just kind of remember it.
Uh-huh. The same way you remember the titles of all the original Star Trek episodes and the cheat codes for Tomb Raider.
Yeah, like that.
You are such a geek, Sean.
I prefer Power Nerd, thank you. And besides, it came in handy here, didn't it?
Point taken. Okay, so Mystery Man lay down on this spot in the middle of that snowfall. How long would it have taken to cover him up?
A couple hours, maybe. Most of the snow was put here by a plow.
And the plow guy wouldn't have noticed.
Probably not. Plow guy comes by 5 or 6 in the morning. That's 2 hours after the snow falls, and it's still dark besides.
We should check when the first flight of the day goes overhead.
First commercial flight's 7:30. Oh, like you don't memorize plane schedules?
Very funny. But don't you realize what we're talking about here?
What?
The only possibility that this man died accidentally was that he somehow fell from an airplane as it flew overhead. It couldn't have been a commercial flight because they would have noticed. He couldn't have fallen accidentally from a private plane because the pilot would have reported it.
What if he was, like, sneaking into the country? You ever heard that story about the guy who climbed the wheel wells of an airplane and then he froze to death?
Yeah, and I heard that one about the scuba diver dropped onto a forest fire, too. They're all bogus, Sean. Besides, the wheel wells of those small planes aren't big enough to hide a person.
So, that only leaves one option.
The only way a man underdressed for the weather, with no shoes yet, could have ended up here was to be pushed out of a plane. Sean, this guy was murdered.
May I ask what you are doing here?
Who are you?
What are you doing here?
We were looking at the snowbank.
Students at the school are to stay away from this area.
Yeah, we understand that, but we...
Students at the school are to stay away from this area. Your principal made an announcement.
Our father's the...
Your principal made an announcement.
Bobby... This isn't right.
Did you hear him walk up?
No, that's what I mean. It was like he appeared out of thin air, like, and the way he's talking.
And do you understand, children?
Children?
Students are to stay away from this area.
You know, it occurs to me...
That we should really...
Get out of here. Yeah, excuse us.
Yeah, sorry.
Students are to stay away from this area.
Right. In fact...
Our principal made an announcement.
The principal made an announcement.
That's what we heard. Bye-bye now.
Yeah, right. See ya. That was creepy.
Yeah.
I think we should...
Right. We need to talk to Dad as soon as possible.
Scoop Sisters Mysteries will be back right after this. It can be in the sound of the orchestra preparing, or in the sound of a sculptor working in stone, or even in the sound of laughter from inside a theater. It is the sound of art being created. And for over 3 decades, the sound of art being created has rung loud and clear in northeastern Minnesota. The Arrowhead Regional Arts Council has been encouraging local arts development in northeastern Minnesota through grants and services for over 35 years. Every year, they give out more than $500,000 to local artists and arts organizations, and that helps create $40 million in revenue and jobs created. To find out more about our arts programs or how you can get involved, visit aracouncil.org. The Arrowhead Regional Arts Council, where the arts flourish, you thrive.
I understand that. I just want an explanation.
Can I help you two kids?
We're Sean and Bobby Regal.
We're here to see our dad.
Your father is very busy right now.
That's not an explanation. That's just ridiculous.
Whoa.
You kids shouldn't be here. It's been very tense all day.
Hey, who's out there?
It's Sean and Becky.
Bobby.
I'll send them home.
No, I've got a minute.
You have Mr. Pearson online, too, and the sheriff's conference call in 10 minutes.
Take a message from Pearson and send in my kids. I've got 10 minutes.
Well, okay, if you think so.
Yes, I think so.
Can we go in now?
Well, you heard him. Don't stand around wasting my time.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
Come in and shut that door.
What's up, Dad?
Yeah, you look different.
That's because at home I work hard to keep my temper in check. I don't always have that luxury at work.
What's going on?
Nothing worth worrying about. What brings you two guys down here?
Dad, something weird's happening at school. We were looking out at the crime scene.
We were
today.
Looking. We didn't touch.
Right, and this really weird guy came.
Like straight out of Men in Black with this pasty skin and bad-fitting suit and... Ugh, the way he talked.
It was like he was from outer space.
Right.
He kept warning us that we had to keep away from the crime scene, and he said the principal had made an announcement when I'm pretty sure he hadn't.
No, we didn't make an announcement.
And he called us children!
Children, go back to class.
Just like that.
Uh-huh.
Well, doesn't that seem weird?
Back up a second. What were the two of you doing out at the crime scene anyway?
Just looking at it.
Why?
All right, Dad, I know where you're gonna go with this.
Yeah,
but
I imagine you would by now, Sean.
You're always telling us that we need to quit sticking our nose into other people's business and everything, but this is really important, Dad. We think the man in the snowbank was murdered.
Really?
Yes!
And what do you plan to do about it?
Well, you know, just check it out.
And what exactly did your mother and I warn you about after last time?
Launching a lot of harebrained investigations that could get us into trouble?
Into trouble with the police, specifically?
But, Dad, the man in black...
Oh, Sean, don't call him that.
He wasn't a cop.
And how do you know that?
Well...
Uh-huh. Now, listen to me, both of you. This case is now federal, for reasons I'd rather not go into with you right now. It's enough for me to tell you that that man was placed near the crime scene because the crime scene is 50 feet away from a high school. Place has 500 kids. They'd troop all over the place if it wasn't guarded. You are to do everything they say, especially when they say to keep your distance. You understand?
You're looking kind of flushed again.
Thanks for your concern, Sean. Do you understand?
Yes. Wait a minute. Did you say this was a federal case now?
That's right, Bobby. It is.
Well, does that mean you won't be prosecuting it?
Oh, I'm sorry. I won't. And I'm sorry that means I won't be able to give you all the inside info I'd promised.
But...
Bobby, please. Look, I'm as frustrated about this as you are.
Almost makes you want to start your own investigation, doesn't it, Dad?
No, Sean, it does not. And if I can stand it, you can, right?
Yes, Dad. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Head home. I bet you forgot to tell your mom you were coming down here.
Yeah, we did.
See you, Daddy.
See you at home in a little while. Oh, and tell Mom I'm going to be after 7 tonight.
Okay. She won't be happy.
Tell her neither am I.
Okay. Okay, what do you think?
Dad's a county prosecutor, right?
Right.
I think I want to find out what federal agencies have taken over this investigation and why they don't want the county prosecutor to be involved.
Excuse me, do either of you have a light?
No. What I don't understand...
How about you? You got a light?
We don't smoke.
And it's illegal to smoke in a public building in Minnesota.
No kidding. Thanks for the tip.
No problem. Can we help you with something?
Oh, don't mind me. Just go on talking.
Who are you?
Nobody.
Wait, is that a press credential?
Oh, I always forget to take that thing off.
Maggie Nordland. She works for the Post.
That's right.
She wrote that article about the parking problem at the high school.
But there is no parking problem at the high school.
That's what made it such a great article. You're Jim Riegel's kids, aren't you?
Come on, Bobby.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry, but our father wouldn't like us talking to you.
Oh, yeah. I can see that. Definitely. Riegel put gag order on own children.
What? Wait a minute!
And they seem slightly upset.
You're putting words in our mouth!
I'm observing. It's what a good reporter does.
Come on, Bobby. Let's let this crook write whatever she wants.
Just wait a minute. What are you after, exactly?
Same thing you are, Bobby. If I may call you Bobby.
No.
Look, we both want the truth. We both want to know what's going on. And I'll tell you what. I've been covering police and courts in this town for 3 years, and I've never seen things shut up as tight as they are right now.
Really?
Really. Something's definitely up, and I'm stuck on the outside.
So?
So, has it occurred to you, young Master Riegel, that the three of us might have a similar problem? All of us want to know what's going on, and we're all being shut out.
What makes you think that makes any difference to us?
You're the Riegels. Everybody in town knows you can't help snooping around stuff like this.
Bobby, we shouldn't even be talking
Dad
to her.
Never said we couldn't.
He said we shouldn't tell anyone.
And we haven't told her anything yet, have we?
Tell me what?
Miss Nordland, you have to understand our father did tell us to keep a lid on some things.
Of course.
And we couldn't possibly share information with a member of the press.
No, I see that.
Without working out some kind of agreement.
Bobby!
Just be quiet a second.
You will get us into so much trouble.
Were you going to keep it to yourself?
What?
Seriously. Were you not going to tell anybody about what we saw?
Well,
That's what I thought. We've never been able to keep a secret, Sean. And despite how hard we try, despite how much we want to pay attention to Mom and Dad, we always end up in the middle of stuff, don't we?
That's not the point.
No, it is the point. We're going to investigate this thing anyway. You know it, I know it, Mom and Dad probably know it. So why not, instead of sneaking around like usual, we go all out?
By talking to the press?
By having an ally. Maybe if we work together.
Forget it.
No, wait.
Bobby, you can't be
just
serious.
Hear her out.
Dad told us not to launch another harebrained investigation.
It's not a harebrained investigation. It's investigative journalism, right?
Oh. You're speaking my language, girl.
That's fine. Just don't ever call me girl again.
Anybody ever told you to lighten up, Bobby?
Yes.
Miss Nordland, if you're willing to work with us, would you be willing to share all of your information?
Now, wait a minute.
It's an all-or-nothing deal here. We all share everything, or zip.
I have an idea.
What?
A tryout. A test. What is it you want out of this? I mean, most of all.
Autopsy photos.
Really? Ooh. Okay. Well, what I really need is a pair of hands at that crime scene.
What do you mean?
I'll level with you. I've had a little trouble with the cops lately. They said if they caught me hanging around any more crime scenes, my name would be mud in this town. What I need is some of that snow.
The snow?
The snow. I got a friend who has a friend who's a forensic pathologist up in Canada. There's something in that snow I'm looking for, but I need a sample to be sure. And there's no guarantee that batch is going to stick around. It could be diluted by another storm, or we could have a thaw and all the evidence could melt away.
What are you looking for?
I'd rather not say.
Ugh, whatever happened to sharing everything?
I'm suggesting this as a test. Look, you get me that snow, and I get you those autopsy photos.
Well, we can't go there either. We've been told not to.
Yeah, but if you get caught, you get grounded. Slightly less serious than being fired, you know? Besides, I'll make this worth your while.
How? I could care less about autopsy photos.
Oh, please, Sean. I'll do your chores.
And make Mom and Dad suspicious? No.
Then cash. My allowance?
I'd never ask you to do that.
Then what?
I said I'd never ask you to do that. I never said anything about her.
Fine, fine. There'll be some cash.
I'm in.
Mercenary.
Hypocrite.
But none of this is settled until after the test. Can you get me the snow tonight?
Sure.
The photos might take a little longer.
The snow will be in our freezer until then.
Oh, fine.
So how are we going to get the snow?
We could break that street light. The whole place would be dark then.
Yeah. And alert everyone that something was going on. Not to mention there's destruction of public property, there's vandalism,
okay.
There's...
Okay, I get the point. You don't want to do this.
Not necessarily. I just don't want to do this for nothing. Let's not do it stupid, you know?
I know.
This is the biggest thing we've ever been involved with. And we just can't mess it up.
Now who needs to lighten up? Come on, Sean. Let's just get over there, get the snow, and leave.
Okay. Together...
No, I'll go. That way both of us won't get into trouble.
Well, no. Mom and Dad would never believe I wasn't involved anyway.
Sean?
Yeah, what?
Thank you.
Come on. Careful, stay to the shadows.
If we move around onto the softball field?
Yeah, I see it. We can come up and get a little bit without hardly being seen.
Okay. Okay, here.
Do you have that plastic container?
Yeah. I got it.
Wait. Do you see that?
What is it?
There, over by the arena. There's a man who just came outside.
Quick, get back over by the building where it's dark. Who is he? Do you recognize him?
I don't know. He could have been the guy who caught us today, but I can't tell.
No, it's not him.
Well, how can you tell?
Please, Sean, you're blind at night. It's a different guy.
Well, he could be the same. They're the same size, anyway.
That's true. What, do you think he's... Did you see that?
Yes. That's got to be the brightest flash that I've ever seen.
It's like a laser going straight up.
He's flashing it now. What are those things?
What?
Those things, you know, Dots and dashes. Morse code.
Shh, keep your voice down.
He's signaling something.
Well, who would he be signaling straight up in the air?
I don't know, but look at it. It's a pattern. You see it? There's three long and two short and three long.
He's repeating it again. Same pattern.
Yeah. Hey, Bobby?
Yeah?
I'm kind of getting the feeling we should get out of here.
I think so, too.
What's that?
Is it coming from him?
I don't think so. It's coming from up there.
Sean, is that a plane?
It's coming down through the clouds.
Sean?
Just a second. Oh, no.
That's not.
Oh, no. Oh, no. They're real.
That can't be a flying saucer.
They're real.
It's got to be an experimental.
They're real and they are here.
Let's get out of here.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And do you notice what else, Sean?
What?
It's headed right for us.
Run.
This concludes part one of Snowbank. The Icebox Radio Theater will be right back with scenes from part two. Next week on Snowbank.
Hello, kids. My name is Smith. I work for the United States government. I am trying to keep you out of a juvenile detention center, Sean.
Yeah, you say that. But asking us to lie to our parents?
Mom's not here either. She'd never leave begging home after school.
Well, she did. It says Dad had to go to Duluth for a meeting and that she thought she'd go down there and surprise him.
No, I'm serious. Something's in the woods.
I heard it that time.
It's on the other side of us. Sean, I'm scared.
Snowbank Part 1 starred Lainey Frank as Claire and Stephen Adams as Matt. Brock Kroenke played Sean and Anna Remus portrayed Bobby. Jim was played by Ben Utter. Nordland was played by Patrice G. Tina Lorette played Judy the secretary, and Neil Smith was the chief and the agent. The script was written by Jeffrey Adams. Our engineer was Stephen Adams. Music by Hollis Higgins. Broadcast and production facilities provided by station KXBR International Falls. This program is copyright 2004 by the Icebox Radio Theater, which is solely responsible for its content. To comment on this program, write to Icebox Radio, 908 3rd Street, International Falls, Minnesota, 56649. Or visit us on the web at www.icebox.storiesonmp3.com. This is Neil Smith speaking.